Good morning, this is Ralph Jensen. I'm editor-in-chief of Security Products Magazine. Biometrics is coming into its own and finding its way in the niche market. Biometrics is becoming more mainstream in business because there's more awareness and greater opportunities for this security application. This morning I'm speaking with Robert Andrews, the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development for BioAxis. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What are some of the current applications for biometric door locks?
There's a tremendous array of applications. We're in our products, and where we see the greatest opportunity is in a residential side of the equation, as well as in some light commercial applications. It really fits well in applications where there are cost constraints that might prevent a full-blown access control system from being implemented, or there are decorative concerns about such programs. So our products, being standalone biometric products, fit very well in new home building, apartments, and in specifically in those environments you can see things like the office and the home, protecting a gun room or a collection like that, wine cellars, pool homes, places where you have items that you want to protect from folks, obviously, but yet you need convenience and access to those at any given moment.
You mentioned that your products are standalone. Now, do they integrate with other systems such as access control?
Not right now. The way that we have laid out our development process is that we produce the standalone units first, and then we work through partnerships to develop the integration. And it is our hope that in really short order, and we're in that process right now of talking with partners and deciding who we're going to work with here in the next few months. But our intention is to tie in the biometric door lock into particularly alarm systems, fire systems, those types of access control systems where when you verify your fingerprint at your front door, it automatically deactivates the alarm system that may be there and obviously notifies the company behind that. And of course, they can verify that it's you because it has verified your fingerprint and clearly identified you as a unique user. So in due time, we will have products that are integrated, but right now we stick with standalone products.
Bob, what kinds of biometrics do you incorporate into your locks?
Well, we choose an optical sensor, and not to get too technical on that, we believe that that sensor has incredible stability in the kind of applications that you see that are on doors that take a lot of wear and tear, that see weather, that see other types of debris on there. We see the optical sensor as the ideal choice there. We believe that it is resistant to weather as opposed to other options that are on the market. It's much easier to use, and it's not as cumbersome for a new user. Since this is new technology, there are a lot of folks out there who have never seen it, never interacted with it. So the easier you can make it, the more user-friendly, the more someone will be apt to accept it and use it. So that's why we use an optical sensor.
Let's talk about security for just a second. How do biometrics compare to Prox or MAG cards?
Well, biometrics is truly the only method of identifying the individual. Clearly, you know, biometrics, by its definition, it identifies a fingerprint or an iris scan or some other body element, human element, that you can't really replicate very easily at all. Unlike a card or a key or a fob or something like that, all that really identifies is that card, key, or fob. It doesn't identify the individual. I could certainly have your ID card and swipe it across that door lock, and without another redundant form of identification, like a camera or a picture of some kind, you wouldn't know that it was me or you that entered that room. All you know is it was your card that passed through that standpoint. So biometrics really brings another layer of security where you know for sure that the individual that you're looking for is that individual that put their fingerprint on there and ultimately cost savings, where you don't have to replace cards and fobs. And because our systems are standalone as they stand today, there is a cost savings in terms of the overall installation and the process of implementing this into your business or home.
How does the sales channel for your biometric locks compare to the sales channel for, let's say, other access control products?
Well, it is unique because the technology is so unique, and when you look at the marketplace, the companies that are involved in biometrics, particularly in the door lock component of it, are relatively small and new companies, just like us. And so we don't have the great footprint or the great distribution that some, maybe some other companies would have in other arenas, like in access control and that. So we're gaining some traction there. We're continuing to grow. We're finding new partners and new distribution there. But the in terms of the sales channels, we find that what we try to do is target our energies right to those markets. And you mentioned early on the niche component of the products. Well, it is still relatively expensive for a door lock. When you compare it to a flat-out door lock, like for instance, our basic biometric deadbolt is about $399 retail. So it is a little bit higher than what you might find at a standard door lock or even maybe even a digital door lock on that. So you need to find the right audience for that component. Right now, there is plenty of audience for that and on the higher-end homeowner and consumer, as well as the business that needs that security. And so we stick within that niche channel, but we believe that as we continue to develop product, continue to lower our price component and take out cost in the process, and also maximize our distribution, that we'll see this mainstream and actually begin to be a cost-saving method as we go forward, and you'll see this start to move into much more mainstream sales channels, and that's when the volumes, and that's proven out as we've gone over the last couple of years and prices have come down. Our original product last year was introduced at $599. Today it's $399. And that's just with general growth.
Hey, Bob, thanks. Bob, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate talking about biometrics. It's certainly an interesting and integral part of the security market. Thank you.
Thank you very much.